Good morning, members of the press corps. Good morning to the citizens we serve. First of all, and don't hold your breath, I'm not going to try to introduce individually every person standing up here with me. First of all, I do want to thank all of you for being here. I want to thank each and every person who I work with, all of our partners, all of our employees, our attorneys, our support staff, our investigative partners here, our security people, and I might add, who are all dear friends, but also my wife, Joanne, and some very, very dear friends of mine here who have joined me today for this important occasion, for this important announcement. I am extremely grateful for their presence, and I'm extremely grateful for the chance to serve all of you. Now, as it's always been, it is an honor and it is a distinct privilege for me to stand before you, the citizens of Louisiana, in the service of you, of our nation, and our Constitution. My purpose this morning in addressing you is to announce that effective next Tuesday, December 11, that's next week, my resignation as United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Louisiana will take place. At that time, I will retire from service to the United States. Having served as U.S. Attorney for over 11 and a half years, and with a total federal career service with the U.S. Department of Justice for some 28 years. Now, the decision that I'm announcing right now to resign my post as U.S. Attorney was ultimately mine. It was made after very careful and extensive consideration and discussion with my colleagues, with my superiors in the U.S. Department of Justice, and just as importantly, with my family. Although that decision for me to end my service as U.S. Attorney was definitely not an easy one, or taken lightly, it is, I believe, the best course of action under the circumstances, most of all for this office, for this Department of Justice, for its people, for the people we serve in this community, so that this office can move forward, and for me personally as well. First, serving 11 and a half years as the ranking federal law enforcement official in this district is by any measure, it's really a long, long time. It's been an indescribable privilege to have served under two presidential administrations. And that honor is beyond my ability to describe it. It's been nothing short of extraordinary. It is not lost on me. To the contrary, I understand how special it is, how special that responsibility has been, and I'm grateful beyond measure to our presidents, to our government, to our Department of Justice, and most of all to the people who have deemed me worthy to serve them. Secondly, as I indicated in my address to the citizens last week, if you remember at the New Orleans Police and Justice Foundation, it is essential, it is really essential, that the challenges which we take on, and especially our current challenges that we're going through right now, never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, threaten to divert or distract us from our sacred mission of protecting the freedoms, the property, the lives, and the quality of life of all of our people, especially our most vulnerable, with every drop of energy that we have, with all of our time, and with all of our resources. I believe, therefore, and I think my colleagues in the department agree, that it is therefore time for me to move on, to move forward, so that this U.S. Department of Justice, this tremendous, storied, wonderful U.S. Attorney's Office, and our federal, state, and local enforcement partners, and our non-governmental enforcement partners as well, can move forward together and can propel this U.S. Attorney's Office ahead with newly invigorated leadership, with a new sense of purpose, and continued devotion to its mission and to the mission of these tremendous people. Make no mistake about it. I stand here before you, the members of the press corps and the citizens we serve, and all of our great partners out here, and I see so many of you out here with me today, with enormous, unabashed pride in everything we've accomplished and in the tremendous successes we've forged over these years. New Orleans, this city, this region, this state are all places of which all of our citizens can be truly proud, and prouder every single day because of the ground we've covered, because of the victories we've forged, because of the culture we together have changed. And we cannot and will not look backward or go back. We have to continue to go forward. We must never, ever give up the fight that we've taken, that we have carried to our streets, to our neighborhoods, to our schools, and to all those institutions that do and must and will continue to serve our people, and serve our people first. And we have to ensure the safety, the transparency, the accountability of honest and efficient government. This U.S. Attorney's Office is strong. It is about its people. It is about the department that within which it works. It is resilient. It is focused. It is committed to the protection of our citizens and the building of our communities. And as I said, I am so proud and will always be proud of everything we have done here together. That will continue. As I walk away from this position and this command is taken over and this office moves forward, my sacred promise to the citizens is that this office, this department, and our partners will continue forward, and that commitment will never, ever waver. Now, in consultation with the U.S. Department of Justice, after stepping down next week, I've agreed to stay on with the department for a very short period, not as U.S. attorney, but for a very, very short period, to help contribute to the transition. Thereafter, it is my plan to do something I haven't done in a really long time, and that is to give a little back to my wife, Joanne, to my kids, to spend some time with them, and quite frankly, to ponder options and ways that I can continue to contribute. Because at the end of the day, you know, this is my home. I was born here. My parents and their parents and their parents were born here. And it is my intention to stay to contribute in some way to this community. Now, because, and this is the tough part with the press, and I hope you understand this, because of we are involved in a transition of leadership for this office, as well as the fact that there are pending matters before the U.S. District Court, pending court orders, and internal investigations, processes, reviews, I am not going to be at liberty to field any questions beyond the information I'm providing you today. To be honest with you, it would be awkward at best and improper at worst to go into any detail. So I'm not at liberty to provide any additional information. I do, however, want to offer my heartfelt thanks to all, not just the people you see here today, but our partners in the audience, our staff, all of the people, the men and women of New Orleans and the region and the Eastern District who trust us and support us, and everyone with whom I've had the opportunity to serve and the privilege of serving. Special thanks to our entire management team here that are standing here with me, to all of our assistant U.S. attorneys who are going to continue this fabulous tradition, this wonderful tradition. Our support staff, who are just absolutely brilliant. And to all of my friends who carry us through these things, as we know they do and they have with me. And especially to my wife, Joanne, to whom I've been married for 30 years. My daughter, Erica, my son, James, for their love and their absolute devotion, which have carried me through this wonderful adventure, all these tremendous challenges, and which will continue to carry me through hereafter. To them, to you, to the citizens, I am proud and I am grateful to have had this incredible, rare honor and opportunity to serve you. God bless each and every one of you. To the extent that you all, and you will, as press, need additional information about matters affecting the office going forward, please stay tuned, and I urge you to communicate with the department, with the Department of Justice. There will be additional information coming out as it's available, but I, at this point, I think I have to turn it over to them. Again, thank you so much for this incredible opportunity, and God bless you, and God bless the men and women that we serve out there every day. Thank you.